or commercial roofs, call Rosie Certified Duraform Roofing at 480-941-5373. That's 480-941-5373.
Arizona homeowners, welcome back to Rosie on the House, where the topic of the day is water treatment and water softening and water filtration and water magnification. Yes, water magnification. But before we get to that anymore, let's go to Ann. She, too, has been very, very patient. Ann, calling from Peoria, welcome to Rosie on the House. How can we help you?
Well, we've got a situation with the toilets in our home, and they are Toto toilets. We do have soft water that are softened with potassium. And I didn't think about having to clean the inside of the toilet tank until the water started smelling really funky. Took the top of the tank cover off, and there is nastiness going on inside there. I took a scrub brush to both the toilets and kept flushing and flushing. Is there anything that we can put in there to prevent that? I'm assuming it's from the heat of the water here. Never had to worry about that back east.
I don't know.
What have you tried so far?
Well, at one point, before we switched out to the Toto toilets, I was using the bleach tablets, but I've heard that that is not a good idea, that it'll corrode your plumbing parts in there.
Some plumbers will tell you that. I've never tried it personally to verify it, but
why don't you try some hydrogen peroxide?
Just put it right in the tank?
Yes.
Wouldn't it flush out with every use?
Are used often, or is this a part-time residence?
Yes, no. Daily use in both bathrooms.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And how much hydrogen peroxide would you think, what would your gut tell you? What should you pour in the back of one of those tanks?
Oh, probably a half a cup.
A half a cup in each toilet and see.
And I'm saying the hydrogen peroxide because it's going to be a little safer and not as aggressive on the plumbing.
Yeah. It's interesting, the conversation we got in a little bit earlier this week, and you solved a water problem for us up in the White Mountains. I don't know that I've ever had a glass of water as nasty as what that particular well was generating. Not only was it cloudy and full of floaties, but it stunk like sewer water, and you had to hold your nose to take the drink. Now, you poured, was it hydrogen peroxide or was it Clorox down the well?
We did Clorox on that one.
You did Clorox. Mm-hmm. And that is a sulfur bacteria that was growing in the water, and you just shocked the wellhead. We went 3 years and never had another hint of that.
And very fortunate to go that long, by the way.
Yeah.
But yes, once you've killed that bacteria, a lot of times you're very fortunate. It doesn't come back for a long period.
And that's really what we're telling Ann to try.
Right. Go ahead and shock that toilet bowl.
See if there isn't some kind of residual bacteria in the water in the back of the tanks or something. Knock it out and solve it. Isn't coming in with the water.
No. It's developing right there.
Yeah.
And would you try and dry it out? Like turn the water off, flush it so that the tank empties, and then scrub it, bleach it, or hydrogen peroxide?
No.
Just
do it with the water full. And another thing that we can do is we can add a quarter cup of Clorox to the brine well in the water softener right before it regenerates. And we want to do that right before it regenerates so that we get that chlorine to go through and kind of shock that water softener. Because there are times we can get a little bit of bacteria growing in the plumbing, in the water heater or whatever. And that it's recommended actually by a lot of water treatment manufacturers to actually shock that water softener from time to time with like about a cup of chlorine, and then send it through an immediate regeneration that would kill any bacteria that was growing.
Jennifer, I think they have ours set to recharge at 3 a.m., so you'll need to set your alarm for 2:45.
Well, fortunately, there is a fortunately, most water softeners have a regeneration now feature.
Oh.
So you don't have to wait till 3 o'clock in the morning to do that.
All right.
And how long does that regeneration take? Is this an hour process?
Depending on the unit, anywhere from an hour to hour and a half.
And you wouldn't want to drink the water during that time? Or you're fine if you've got the RO reservoir tank?
Either way, the units automatically bypass when they're in regeneration.
Oh, perfect.
So it's not going to affect you.
Excellent.
Talking about water softening and what it is or isn't, what it can do for your house, what it can do for your skin, what it can do for your plumbing parts, and what it can or won't and can't do to your health. You hear a lot of things on the internet about the RO water so pure it's bad for you to drink, and then it's naked water. It has none of the minerals our body needs. We'll talk about some of those myths when we get back, as well as take Richard in Tolleson and Dwayne in Tucson. And the lines are lighting up again right now on the topic of water treatment here at Rosie on House. Let us help you deal with it right.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.